Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Welcome to the Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 14. This one I call Life Has a Way of Taking You Out. Life has multiple ways of taking you out. And over the last several days, I was reminded of several of them. Now, I'm fine. Everything's good. It's not, nothing directly affected me or my immediate family. But I realized that the people in my life who are not my immediate family are suffering with these things all the time. And this speech isn't intended to be a Debbie Downer, but more as a reminder that life can be cruel and tragic. And when it's not being cruel and tragic, perhaps we should take notice and appreciate it. We may also recognize that we should be a little bit kinder and more supportive of the people who are dealing with life's agents of chaos, things like injury, illness, and death. So on Friday, my niece suffered an injury. She likely tore her ACL. But she's a college gymnast, and this happened at her last practice before her first meet of the season. Well, really, actually ever as a college gymnast. And this is a heartbreaking injury. She's the kind of kid where everybody sees great potential in her, but she doesn't always see it in herself. But in spite of that, she took up the challenge, said, I'm going to try to be a college gymnast, and was really thriving. She found a community, her skills were improving, and she was really growing. But gymnastics is a really demanding sport. And only time is going to tell if she's going to be able to get back to her previous level and find ways to grow and improve through this process. So injuries can happen to anyone at any time. They're so random, and often they're the product of dumb luck. The feeling of being unbroken or whole is one that we don't often notice until it's gone. I had another situation with a friend of mine. I had a conversation last night, and this close friend of mine is suffering from a rapidly increasing lung disease. The cause is more or less unknown, but until this particular disease took hold, he was the model of good health and exercise. He's generally positive and upbeat. Now he is starting what could be months-long adventure into trying to get a lung transplant, and then all of the recovery that involves after that. I mean, just a few months ago, we were sitting at our favorite brewery here in town on the patio, beautiful day, and we were pretty much nailing all of the troubles that are in the world. I think we were covering all of them. But now, today, all of those so-called problems and troubles of the world seem so small and insignificant compared to the problems that are in his life at the hands of this disease. Illness, too, can happen at any time and without warning. The feeling of good health is one that we don't notice until it is gone. Now, finally, last night, right before my wife and I were going to sleep, we heard some commotion outside, and normally our neighborhood is quite quiet. And so we got up and we looked, and we saw an ambulance and several police cars out in front of our neighbor, our elderly neighbor's house. Now, this is a little premature, and hopefully it's not the case, but it's a reminder that death can happen to the people that are close to us. And death really, we will find, is sometimes the cruelest, but even some other times, it can also be the kindest of life's tragedies. Now, it's the cruelest because of its absolute permanence. To my knowledge, death is a one-way trip, and it leaves behind a hole that can never be filled. But it has a kindness associated with it because, in a way, it's the end of a long journey of life. Death was part of the whole bargain that we signed on for when we were born. It's also the only guaranteed cure to people that are suffering and feeling pain. And that is what we call life. Death can and does happen to anyone at any time. The feeling of being alive and a willing participant is one we must notice until we're gone. Now, I am not the first person to muse on the tragedies of life. And obviously, I'm not the most poetic. But somehow, until these different tragedies are staring you directly in the face, the real implications on your own life don't come to bear. But what do we do with this knowledge? Give up or go forward? For me, at this point, I say go forward. Seek to find meaning in the suffering. Life, in all of its tragedies, is still the greatest adventure ever known. Thank you.